11.06, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the confidential nature of peer review activities of physicians.
House Bill 1106, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Van Etten.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 1106 was introduced to clarify the application of peer review statutes to peer review activities occurring in medical clinics, medical care foundations, and other provider groups added to the statutes in 1998. The bill is truly cleanup legislation and is not intended to substantively change the law from that which was intended in 1998. The need for the amendment was pointed out this summer by a medical clinic which believed the language we are striking in this bill prevented the 1998 amendment from applying to medical clinics as was intended. In order to fully understand the scope of the state's peer review statutes, you need to consider six statutes: 36425, 36426, 36426.1, which is being amended by this bill, 36426.2, 36442, and 36443. The latter two statutes, 442 and 443, were the ones which were added in 1998 to accomplish two things. First, to expand the application of peer review statutes to medical clinics, medical foundations, and other practice groups, and secondly, to clarify the definition of peer review activities. In that process, it was overlooked that the language which we are now amending in 36426.1 by House Bill 1106 actually limits peer review activities to the hospital setting and should have been amended in 1998. Thus, the purpose of the bill is simply to remove this limiting language to provide the original intent for the legislation in 1998. Peer review activities are essential to improvement of the skills of physicians in the practice of medicine and the elimination of mistakes in patient treatment. Peer review committees meet and critically review patient treatment issues in those settings practicing peer review. Their discussions must be frank and far-ranging. If these discussions were known to the participants to be available to the public, they would not accomplish their purpose. People simply do not speak frankly about sensitive issues where they know the content of their comments will not be confidential. Please keep in mind that the privacy guaranteed by these statutes to peer review activities does not apply to patient records or that which occurred at the time that the patient was treated. Peer review activities occur after the fact. The availability of treatment and records occurring at the time of treatment and outside the context of peer review is guaranteed by 36426.2. This is simply cleanup legislation which clarifies the application of the peer review statutes, which was intended when they were amended in 1998. This bill passed the House Health and Human Services Committee unanimously, but one of the committee members requested that we not place it on consent and that we explain it to the body. I urge you to pass this. I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1106? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1106. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1106.
Representative Gordon Peterson and Speaker Icarus. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 67 yeas, 3 excused.
House Bill 1106, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.